Save big money on everything for your spring projects at Menards. We have all of your garden and landscaping essentials. Master Garden Premium Garden Soil contains a slow-release fertilizer that feeds gardens for up to 9 months. It produces better results and is ready to use for all your gardening needs. Save big on Menards' great selection of garden and landscaping products. Compare brands in-store or online at Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
There was some very good, sound advice from our healthy, happy, functional listeners, but unfortunately, we don't have a lot of those. I just like fighting other people's battles, and I like drama. Someone said, "You're toxic. When will you go away? I hate your face."
His family.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip star Tamara Judge, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
You and I were bonding this morning because you met Stu for the first time.
I did. He's lovely.
At the coffee shop, and we were talking about you and Stu have something very, very, you have a similarity about you. When and Eddie and I have a similarity.
Yes.
So when Eddie and I are watching TV, we are very, very focused. We're paying attention to the details. We're not checking in and out. You and Stu, however, check in and out, not necessarily paying attention.
I have lots of questions to ask.
Yes.
Why is he doing that? What does that mean? And Eddie will ignore me for a little bit and then look at me and go, "We're watching the same show. Just watch." And I'm like, "But I need to know before it happens." He goes, "I'm not a producer. I don't know. Pay attention. Who's that? You just saw him." I said, "But I don't remember his name." "Well, just listen."
Oh, last night we were watching episode 2 and 3 of Queer as Folk on Peacock. And so there's a character that passes away. And then what happens is there is like flashbacks. Now, I pay attention. So what I've noticed is every time there's a flashback, the character has blonde hair. But when in present day, he has dark hair.
Well, that's very confusing.
It's really not.
Gays love to dye their hair. Bleach it.
Okay. It's really not. So that's been very clear to me. And I was like, "Oh, that was actually smart, changing his hair." Mm-hmm. Because it's now so fucking obvious that it's a flashback. But then
they should have made it gray.
But then Stu asked questions like, "Oh, his hair is different. Is it a dream sequence?" I'm like, "It's a fucking flashback."
Those are valid questions. Let me ask you a question. Do you pause it when he asks
questions? Yes, I have to because I miss things.
Yes. So Eddie he'll go like this. He'll pause it and he'll slowly look over at me.
That's what I do.
And he'll have like this stare, deep stare in my eyes. And then he's like, "We're watching the same show. I don't know." I'm like, "Oh my God, I'm just asking. I didn't know I wasn't allowed to talk."
God. So what I've been doing is thank you, VenaCBD.com, because I drug him and I drug him early.
Oh.
So now, like normally I'll take like the restful night bites and I'll do it maybe 20 minutes, 15 minutes before I go to bed. Uh-huh. But now I'm giving them to Stu like at least an hour before. So I posted something on an Insta story this weekend with Stu like out cold snoring because I gave him those insane lights out gummies that you sent me.
Oh,
which
that's our new one.
Which are even stronger than restful nights.
They're double the CBD and double the THC.
He was, you know what? He was gone in 20 minutes.
Oh,
gone.
That was good.
Passed out. It was so nice.
You know, we still have our code up for you. So anybody, all your listeners.
Oh, yeah. 30, Jeff 30.
Just Jeff. Just Jeff.
And it's 30%
off.
Okay.
So, yeah, we have two new products. The Cloud 9, which is kind of like an alternative to drinking wine.
Yes.
So it's going to kind of give you a buzz. I do both. And make you feel,
I like that.
Well, I do too. I'm like, okay, I'll take one of these and a glass of wine.
Well, I was terrified, I want to say like maybe a week ago, because my restful night bites ran out. And that's the only way I sleep. And I went to order it online and it was out of stock. Is it back in stock?
I believe it is back in stock. But
can we double check that, Shane?
We also have the new one.
The Cloud.
Yeah, the Cloud.
Well, the Cloud 9. So the Cloud is for when you just want to relax. But see, I want to sleep. So the lights out.
Lights out, I mean, yeah. The cloud nine's just to
So you sent it to me, like, just in time.
Oh, so you got it.
I got it just in time. So I've been able to take it every night.
I went to Lake Arrowhead over the weekend and forgot. And I literally laid in bed and stared at the ceiling till 4 a.m. I was so pissed off.
Yep. So, I mean, honestly, I swear by it. I wanted to introduce you to the security guard downstairs, but she doesn't work today. Your product changed her life.
She doesn't sleep. Get her
address. She was sleeping 2 to 3 hours a night until I bought her the Restful Night Bites, and now she's sleeping. She is sleeping.
Why is it the older we get, the less we sleep? It's such bullshit.
Insomnia kicks in.
I don't know.
Now I'm going to have to take half of the lights out because I'm real lightweight.
You're so skinny. Yeah. You're like tiny.
So for people that normally take two of the Restful Nights, they can just take one of the lights out.
Right.
But isn't it 10? Is it 10 milligrams? I'll figure it out.
No, it's 50 milligrams of CBD. It's 5 milligrams of THC, 3 milligrams of melatonin, as opposed to Restful Night, which is 25 milligrams of CBD and 2.5 milligrams of THC.
You're hired.
But because I fucking swear by it. So just go to VenaCBD.com, code Jeff for 30% off now. Also, I strongly recommend the bath salts if you take baths.
I brought you some.
Also, like, incredibly, it's CBD bath salts, incredibly relaxing. And then this morning, another product that you make that I really love is the Manuka honey.
Those are the fan favorites.
It's the only thing. I have very dry skin around my mouth. It's the only thing that works is the Manuka.
It's all the best, and you can use it all over your body.
All right, so moving on, I want to mention my experience yesterday with the urologist.
I can't wait.
It's fucking unbelievable.
Wait, okay, so you have a UTI.
I have a UTI. So
that's something we share.
Oh, because I noticed you recognized the azo this morning.
Yes. Yeah.
You're like, I'm taking that.
I'm taking that. I took that last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now they make it so it doesn't turn your pee brown.
Oh, they do?
No.
Mine's brown.
No, I have.
And it's rooting my underwear.
Oh, gross. I just had a visual. Oh. Brown in what spot?
No, because I leak
okay,
a little bit.
Okay. No, they make a new one and it doesn't turn your pee a different color.
Is it azo?
So why would we buy the one? Why would we buy the one that turns my pee brown?
It turns it bright orange.
Maximum strength. You were in a lot of pain. I go just.
All right. So what happened?
Are you taking it twice a day? Azo?
No, just once.
Oh, yeah. I need it twice.
Oh, you're bad.
I'm bad.
Are you sure you don't have syphilis?
Okay. I thought I had it. I thought I had gonorrhea, chlamydia. I thought I had it all.
Okay.
But I did a full blood panel. No STDs. No HIV. None of that shit. So, but he did recommend the urologist because he gave me an antibiotic for 10 days. It didn't work. So I went to a specialist. Okay, so yesterday.
What kind of antibiotic did you take?
I don't remember which one I took.
Cipro.
No, it was.
Self. It
he said
S,
that this
right?
this infection is resistant to most antibiotics. So he's only like two. So he gave me one. It didn't work. But then I saw the urologist yesterday. So let me just explain how that goes down. So I have an elevated prostate levels, right? So I have to. I had to get my prostate checked.
Oh, hey. Did you like that?
Ooh. Well, I'll tell you. First of all, he was handsome.
Sweet and meaty.
Okay.
I was expecting the worst. He walked in. He was tall. He was fit. A little older than me.
Oh, wait. Does it make it worse? No. When it's a
makes
hot
it
guy?
So much easier.
Is it easier?
No, it was easier.
I imagine.
Because I was relaxed.
But then you might get a little aroused.
No, I didn't get aroused.
Okay.
So he was a handsome guy and long fingers. And then he basically said... okay, so I need you. I got to check your prostate. I need you to drop your pants and bend over. And then I was like,
"Was Shane in the room?"
No, I made Shane. Okay, I thought that was just too much.
Wait, Shane did it. The doctor walked out.
I know. I turned around and Shane was pants down, and he was bent over. I'm like, Shane, you're not getting your prostate checked.
And he's like, "Neither are you."
So, he was very generous with the lube.
Okay,
which I appreciate. However, it took a lot to get it. To clean it up, you know what I mean?
Oh.
But right. Anyway, so
he
put on his gloves. I want to say his finger was in there for maybe like 4 seconds.
That's not bad.
Just one?
Just one finger. I know I asked for two, but he's like, no, I just need one. Just kidding. And so then went, so he goes, does it hurt? And I'm like, no, it doesn't hurt. And I was like giggling a little bit. I'm like, it doesn't hurt. And he's like, but it's uncomfortable, right? But it wasn't. And I was like... Oh, yeah. Totally. It's
like, ow. Oh, my God. Stop. That feels so weird.
Oh, my God. And as he's asking you this, he's touching your prostate?
Yes.
Is
he's like, in there.
Is
he's
he
in.
Massaging it and all that?
I wouldn't say like it was the massage. Tongue? I'm just saying he moved it around, his finger around.
Okay.
He could have gone deeper if he wanted, but it was like,
wanted.
It was a little, yes. Yeah, so it was just, he just kind of moved around. It was quick. It happened quick.
Okay.
So then he goes, he gave me like some paper towels and he's like, oh, and by the way, I was taking pictures of the lube and sending it to Stu and to Shade because like, oh God, it's happening. And then Stu's like, oh, you should grab some of that for Newport. All right. So then he said, all right, we're going to do an ultrasound of your bladder. So then fucking Nurse Ratchet comes in. Not cute.
Ooh.
Not a dude. She comes in and she's just
not a dude.
Where are the cute dudes?
Yeah.
Not if she just there's like no small talk, anything. She just comes in, she just grabs my pants.
Stop.
Pulls my pants halfway down.
Hey.
Like she goes, lie down, pulls my pants halfway down, tucks in my underwear. Right?
Uh-huh.
Then she's like, it's gonna be cold. Puts the shit all over my, you know, like
your stomach, like
my
your
stomach.
Lower stomach.
And then she starts doing the ultrasound. And she said, this is going to be real quick. Well, it wasn't fucking real quick. It was going on for a long time.
Yeah, ultrasounds
and she
aren't
was
quick.
Pushing.
Yeah.
Pushing hard. And I was like breathing. And I'm like, and I wanted to say, bitch, you said this was going to be quick. Like,
yeah.
Don't tell me it's going to be quick. And then it's not quick.
Yeah.
And then, by the way, but I'm still like, my whole.
Your whole? Was,
my whole. No, just kidding. I was just going to say, there was still a lot of lube.
Yeah.
Like everywhere.
So you were farting.
Oh,
you were farting out lube while she was doing that?
No. Why would you say that?
Because you said there was a lot of lube. Oh, I thought you meant the lube coming out of your...
No, the lube,
lube
on her
everywhere.
On the stomach.
Stomach, everything.
Everywhere.
Oh, and by the way, I hope he appreciates because I went home after radio. I
and
got
cleaned up.
I got Monroe's wet wipes.
Yeah.
And I also had made sure like I was fully manscaped. Like, I looked good.
Yeah.
I looked good. Like, I mean, I hope
Do you think he really cared?
I mean, I hope he thought looking at those like nasty asses all day. I hope he was like, "Oh, this is nice."
A nice one.
Who goes to school and says, "I want to look at asses all day"? I want to stick my finger
what
up someone's ass.
So, what happened with the bladder?
By the way, Nurse Ratchet, I don't think likes her job.
Okay,
would
I
you?
I was like, "Do you do this all day? Like, you just do ultrasounds of people's bladders?" She's like, "Yep." And like,
now, did you have to have a full bladder when she did that?
No, they made me empty my bladder.
Oh, okay. Because it's the worst.
Forgot to tell you.
And then she's pushing on your bladder.
I forgot to tell you. They made me go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And then I had to empty my bladder. So then the ultrasound's over. They're real quick. They're real efficient, Dr. Josephson.
Okay.
And move fast. So he comes in. He's like, okay, your bladder's not empty. I'm like, yes, it is. I just went to the bathroom. He's like, no, it isn't. He's like, you may feel like it's empty, but it's not empty.
Yeah.
Is this a syndrome?
He said you have... He said, oh, my God, I forgot to tell you what else happened. Okay, so Anthony Anderson, my client, right, he calls, like, whenever he calls, I have to pick up because I don't know when I'm going to talk to him again.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm walking into the doctor's office, and Anthony calls. I'm like, hey, I'm going to get my prostate checked. I have to call you back. He's like, you just want your ass played with. And I said, well, that's why I go every 2 weeks. And then he goes, and I said, no, seriously, like, I have. He goes, I'm like, seriously, Anthony? I'm like, I have an enlarged prostate. He goes, I wonder why. I'm like, it's not what you fucking think.
Oh,
and I said,
God.
I have to go. So
amazing.
Then I end up calling him back later, but that made me laugh.
That is funny.
So, all right, so Dr. Josephson comes in, and he says, okay, here's the deal. Your bladder's not emptying. He said, so that's what's causing the infection.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason that you took the 10 days of antibiotics, it should have worked, but your bladder was not empty. So he goes, I have to give you medication to shrink your prostate and relax your bladder so we can empty your bladder properly. And I have to take that for 6 weeks. In addition, I have to take an antibiotic for 14 days. And I'm like, oh, can I drink? He's like, yeah, you can drink a little.
Oh, my gosh.
He
that
goes,
your first
yeah.
Concern.
He's like, yeah, you can drink a little
Just
bit.
Just take Cloud 9.
Yeah, right? Well, my question is, why is your prostate enlarged? Is that like something normal for your age?
He said it's my anatomy. He says it's my anatomy. And by the way,
genetic,
he said
maybe.
He's not concerned dude. About cancer.
Oh,
okay,
good.
That's what my next question
He's not
was.
Concerned about cancer.
So it's okay to have it enlarged. Prostate.
Yeah, I guess maybe it's normal for people my age. I don't know. But then he said, he goes, wow. He goes, you've got some really strong testosterone levels.
That's
oh.
good.
Because I take supplements. Oh. And he goes, I'm a little jealous. He goes, your libido must be through the roof.
Oh, he's like, hitting on you.
Poor Stu.
I'm like, it is. No, no, he had a wedding ring. I don't think he was
Oh, yeah,
on
that
me.
Means a lot nowadays.
Was he hitting on me?
Well,
yeah. I always think everyone's hitting on me, and I didn't think he was hitting on
I
me.
I mean, Shane?
I mean, was his finger up you when he said that?
Jesus Christ.
No.
Fresh and meaty.
No, it wasn't up there yet. It wasn't up there yet.
Then I don't know.
Okay, so here's the bad part.
Uh-oh.
So he's like, okay, I'm going to give you something called Flomax. And he goes, and I got to tell you about the side effects. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, I'm going to lose my erection. Whatever. I didn't know what he was going to say. Mm-hmm. He goes, here's the deal. 15 to 20% of men. He's like, you can ejaculate.
You can orgasm.
Come on.
I can orgasm, but I don't ejaculate.
So you shoot blanks.
Yeah. I'm like, you mean nothing?
Is that a bad thing?
I'm like,
yeah.
I think that's great. Can I get some for Eddie?
I mean,
no more facials for Tamara.
Right.
I mean, Andrew Freud would like it because he wouldn't get any more styes.
No more styes.
But it said it's 15 to 20% of men. So he's like, I'm like, nothing comes out? And he goes, no, nothing comes out. He goes, but it's only 15 to 20% of men. He's like, it's an issue for some people because some people are kind of into that.
Right. Yeah.
But I was like, oh, wow.
Where does it go? It just doesn't produce any?
Into the air.
I don't know where it goes. But he goes,
like
if it's
powder.
Where does it go?
Just powder comes out.
So then he's like, if it's a problem, and I was just thinking, no loads. And then,
is that a problem for you?
I just think it would be weird. But then I think, oh, I can masturbate anytime I want.
Yeah. Right.
No Kleenexes, no towel.
Start
nothing.
On the 405.
Just anytime.
On your way down to Orange County.
No loads. So he said that we could, if it's a problem for me, I could switch the medication.
Well, you're going to be fine. You only have to be on it for how long?
14.
He said six weeks.
Six weeks?
All right.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I missed that one.
No loads for 6 weeks. Yeah, apparently. So
forever.
Then.
Is this the first time you've had this issue?
Yeah, first time. And he asked me, he's like, have you ever had this? I mean, never had this issue before. Mm-hmm. Ever. And then he was like, are you sexually active? And I'm like, yeah. And I said, but I'm in it. I said, because then I was like, what are you implying? And I said, but I had an everyone just assumes STDs. And I said, yeah, but I've already had a full blood panel, no STDs, and I'm in a committed relationship.
Maybe your prostate's enlarged because it keeps getting hit.
It's not getting hit.
It's getting boom.
It's not getting hit.
Boom, boom.
It's not getting hit.
Okay, TMI.
That's why I told Anthony, it's not what you think. So
I mean,
then,
it's like, get out.
Get out. Go
Stop
away.
Stop hitting me.
Stop it. It's like when you're pregnant and having sex in the
cervix.
So then I was at Cedar Sinai,
the
right?
The baby's like, get out. Get out.
Which is across the street from Beverly
your
Center.
Prostate, yes. Your baby.
Beverly Center, there's the Hollywood house lift. You know, there's the
billboard.
It's on the digital billboard. It's like those jumbo
tunnels. Oh, you've made
there's
it.
There's three of them across the Beverly Center. It's a big mall in LA for you. No, but it's across from Cedars. So when I pulled out of the parking structure, I could see my billboard.
Aww.
So then I said to Shane, I'm like, so I wonder if Dr. Josephson is going to pull out of that parking structure
and see
and look at me and be like, oh, I just basically had my finger up his ass.
I just banged him.
And I just thought, that's weird.
Really weird.
And then what did you say, asshole?
He knew who you are, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
And then I said, Jeff, everyone driving down 3rd Street is going to say, I've had my finger up his ass.
Well, I have lived in L.A. for a long time.
That might be why your prostate's so large.
I have lived in L.A. for a long time. This is really going south.
So it really is.
Is the enlarged prostate causing the issue with your bladder?
Yes.
Gotcha.
She won't empty.
Yikes. Yeah. I think it's all the sex you're having, because that's what happens to me. I have a lot of sex and I get a bladder infection.
Same.
No, I think
UTI.
I'm like, keep your dirty wiener away from me.
You got to pee before and after.
I know. But
saves you.
Okay, I did pee, and I didn't empty
his
my bladder.
His bladder's not emptying,
my bladder's not emptying. Do you understand?
Right. No, I had the same thing. My bladder wouldn't empty either.
Did you do an ultrasound?
Yes.
And so they still found urine there?
Yes.
That's what happened to me.
But I can get it out without any medication.
How do you get it out?
I just have a little more patience and sit on the toilet longer and push.
I thought I was done.
Yeah. You got to keep pushing.
Does it burn when you pee?
Uh-huh.
That's why your underwear is all stained, because it doesn't come out all the way. It comes
so it's dripping out.
Your trickle.
The plumbing's
There's
messed
little
up.
Trickles.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Getting old sucks.
Yeah, no shit. What's really next?
Drip.
Fuck. Drip. Drop. Drippity drop. Okay, so let's take a quick break. Why don't we do this? Let's change our subject now. We're going to take a quick break.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Save big money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards. We have it all for garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center today and update your backyard space. Grid Accents lattice panels have a timeless design with an innovative design that's simple to install and requires almost no maintenance. Save big on lattice panel options at Menards. View our entire selection of garden center products today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.
We are back with Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip star Tamara Judge, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. I want to promote two teas in a pod. It's Tamara and Teddy Mellencamp's podcast. New eps every week.
Yeah, a couple. Every week.
Are there? You're doing more than one a
week? Yeah, we are, because Bravo keeps putting out a new Housewives shows. So we have like three of them to recap, and it's just too hard to do in one day. And then we also have a guest once a week usually. So we're now splitting it up.
Okay.
And so then, I got to leave here, run home, and get on the pod.
Oh.
Yeah. I have an hour and a half to get home.
Who's your guest today?
No guest today. We're just recapping Atlanta.
And then do you have a guest this week?
So good. I believe we have Drew coming up. We have Sheree coming up. We get all the good guests. We really do. 1 million downloads a month.
So do we. We got at least 100 downloads on our podcast on Fridays. All right. So I also want to mention The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip.
Oh, so I just watched the first two.
How was it?
Season two. I just watched the first two episodes, and it is good.
June 23rd, right?
June 23rd.
Three episodes are streaming.
I don't know how they're going to roll it out. I don't know how they do that, because I came from cable TV, so I don't know how the streaming does it.
They're doing three.
I've only seen two. It's good. I'm not too wild in the first two episodes, but they're building a case there.
Yeah, they're building a case. And how many episodes total?
I think it ended up being seven, but I'm not certain. I think it ended up seven.
Okay, that's good. That's a good amount.
So we got an extra episode out of it. It was supposed to be six.
Does that mean more money?
Well, yes, it does.
Good. Congrats. All right. I wanted to talk to you. Megan and I talked about this yesterday. I feel like Megan understands me and why I do this. Maybe you will. Maybe you won't. I grew up in Southern California. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to preface this.
Okay.
Been through many earthquakes. Also had a fire in my house, like, I don't know, 10 years ago or something like that. So since then, I sleep with my clothes on. Okay, so I sleep with my underwear, shorts, and a t-shirt.
Okay.
My shoes are somewhat close to the bed. Okay, I'm prepared. So
sounding a little paranoid.
Well, if there's an earthquake, I don't have a lot of time to get out.
Where are you going?
I got to get my kitties. I got to get my kid. So my feeling is I don't have time to put on clothes, right? Okay. So I do sleep with clothes on. Right. Stu finds it very strange. And he doesn't understand. And I said, you don't understand because you've never been through earthquakes.
Right.
And you got to get out of the house. I don't subscribe to that.
Like, you worry about that every night.
Yes, I do.
I do.
So every night. Don't subscribe to standing under a doorway. I'm getting the fuck out of the house. I'm getting my kid and my cats.
What about trees outside? I don't want to go outside.
Where are you
trees
aren't going to fall down. That's what I'm saying. Where are you going?
I'm going to go out to the street, in the middle of the street.
What if the street opens up and you sink in a big hole?
That's not going to happen either. Sinkholes. What is this, Clan of the
Cave Bear?
Well,
now he's going to be paranoid about that.
So what happens is that you're supposed to not go out into the street or go under a doorway. You're supposed to just crunch down in your bed or next to your bed. That's it. No running.
Cozy.
But when you have little kids, you do have to get them.
You have to gather
because
them.
They don't know.
Yes.
And animals that could get hit by broken, falling glass and things like
Does
that.
Does he want you to sleep naked?
Seems like
I just think he wants me to sleep with less clothes on.
That's what Eddie,
I sleep
Eddie
in my
says
clothes
that too.
Too.
I sleep in my clothes too.
Yeah.
What? But I got to go. If there's a problem, I gotta bounce. I got to get out. And I've already told him now the plan is I'm going to get Monroe. You grab the cats because it's going to be harder to get the cats than Monroe.
Yeah. But he won't know their name.
Yeah. That's so true.
He'll be like, Connor.
And the cat won't come to him because he doesn't know the fucking names. You're right.
I feel like the cats will freak out if there's an earthquake and they go running to you, I think.
Or they run away.
I
don't know.
I feel like they'd hide.
But I think about it every single night before I go to sleep. Every single night I think about the earthquake. Every single night.
You need to take the cloud nine.
I'll think about it, then I'll take the cloud nine. Yeah.
So do you go to sleep dressed?
Yes. So I'll wear night shorts and a tank top.
So do I.
Or I'll wear like a little like nighty, but I'm always in something that if I had to run outside or had to see my teenagers in the middle of the night, it's not going to be awkward.
Oh, I give two shits. I'd run out naked.
So this is
so
it's not crazy. Like
it's
people
not crazy.
And people get it. You do you sleep with your clothes on, Alyssa?
I sure do.
And is it because of a fire or anything like that? Yep.
Yeah.
I don't want to be caught
with my tits out. Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys are all crazy. I sleep with shorts and a t-shirt on just because it feels comfortable to me.
Right.
My shorts are comfortable.
No, everything I wear is comfortable.
Yeah.
Just, there's a purpose to it.
So I have no purpose other than I just want comfort.
You know, I need to be able to get out.
Because Stu's like, well, I'm just going to go outside in my underwear. I'm like, okay, that's fine. But if the house collapses behind us, you're not going to have any clothes.
Someone's going to
give him a towel. I think that'll be the least of his worries.
So I just, but whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm the same. Prepper all the way.
Okay.
He just thinks it's a real issue. But I don't.
I mean, you take them off for some of the time,
I think
and then
you
put them back on.
That's exactly what I do.
That's what I do, too.
Yeah.
Well, I used to until I got the UTI. Now I just put my clothes on.
With your brown underwear.
Yeah. So gross. Monroe's graduating from preschool on Friday.
Wow.
Very exciting.
How's she getting so old so fast?
I know.
Are you having another?
I tried, but then the baby didn't take.
I know,
so
but
I'm
going to
try
again.
Yes, I'm looking for another surrogate. It's
taking
a while.
Because pretty soon it's going to be like starting
Can
over.
Can we call her today, the surrogacy consultant, find out what is the deal?
I'll carry it for you.
Because we had somebody, lined up, remember? And they were doing medical checking and all that.
Yeah.
Can we find out what's happened with that? Maybe
they're
no,
like Jeff,
maybe no news
all
is bad
Jeff
news.
Lewis yeah. Hell
no.
No
news is bad news.
Or they Googled
no news
you.
Is bad news.
Yeah.
Does the surrogate know who is carrying?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So maybe you scared him off.
That's why.
Yeah.
Maybe it should be an alias.
Oh.
Yeah, we should use an alias.
That'd be smart.
Put it in trust.
Shame.
But then the last year, so she graduated from preschool last year.
Yeah, but that was just like a moving forward ceremony. Now she's moving on.
She's moving on.
Because she went from preschool to pre-K. Now she's graduating from pre-K. Okay, so she graduated.
Going to kindergarten
next year? Should get this straight. So she graduated from preschool last year. She's graduating from pre-K. This year.
Yeah.
Okay, but we were late to the graduation.
Last year.
But can I say why?
Why?
Because I told them I had radio. So
So they're supposed to rearrange it for you.
So the whole school needs to wait for me. No,
yes,
just kidding.
Okay.
So what happened was is that the graduation was supposed to be at 10:30. And so I thought I could do radio, jump in the car, and I could be there by 10:30. But remember, it was raining that day, and they were worried about the rain coming, and so they wanted to start earlier. So the school was calling me, are you almost there? And I'm like,
and
yes.
And you have Monroe?
No.
She's at the school.
Gage had Monroe.
That's sweet that they were waiting for you.
It was really sweet that they were waiting for me. It was a little embarrassing because we were supposed to park in the lower parking lot and no one was in the upper parking lot. And what happened is there's like a few steps down and then a lawn and then everybody was seated. So dipshit parked in the upper parking lot. Only car.
And
so everyone saw that we were late.
Right.
Every child and every parent knew exactly why they were waiting in the rain and watched us walk from the car to the stage.
Right. So the head of the school texted me yesterday and reminded me, I just want to remind you that graduation is at 11:30. I said, I really appreciate a friendly reminder. because it was a group text to Gage. And Gage was like, yeah, we know. We have all the information. I was like, I really appreciate the friendly reminder. I want to be like, can you remind me again on Thursday?
Yeah.
but I'm going to make it no problem because I'll be out of here at 10:15.
Yeah. And you're going to park in the lower lot.
But I think she might have forgot what happened last year because she clearly remembers that I was late, right? Which is why she texted me. But I don't think she remembers that I was going to be on time until they wanted to move it earlier because of the rain.
You should probably bring it up on Thursday.
I think you should tread lightly so she can stay in this school.
No.
She's leaving.
It's the last day on Friday.
Okay, then but go if ahead I have, but, rip them apart.
But if I have another kid, I would want.
Oh, yeah. So keep.
I love that preschool.
Don't burn that bridge.
No, I'm not burning that bridge.
You know
I
what
love that
I would say? What I really do love about your new show is you see Monroe from the back.
It was so nice of Gage to sign that release.
Oh, so he had, that's my question. Did he have to sign a release
for
that?
He didn't sign shit. He won't.
Okay, so I asked when my kids were little and I was on Housewives, can you show them from behind? Can you show, so they know, people, the viewers know that she at least, they exist in my life. Right. And they said no. And then I saw it on your show. I'm like, God damn, they can do it.
A lot of angry people that wished Betty would comply because they really wanted to see Monroe.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe we'll work towards that eventually.
Yeah, but it's at least nice to see her from behind. I like
in
it.
In the photos, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
She's pretty hair.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
I mean, I think it's because of that when.
Yeah.
I really do. I think that's why her hair looks so good.
It's good stuff.
Bad news. You know, I'm going to Newport this weekend, which sounds fun, but I might be down a nanny.
Oh, no. What are you going to do?
Fuck. I'm going to have to do everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Well, I warned Stu.
How many nannies do you have?
I have 1, 2, 3. Three. But I have one.
They're
on
rotation.
They're rotation. But Zoila is not feeling well because I think I got her sick. So I gave her a UTI.
It's her prostate.
So she might not be able to go. I'm stressing out a little bit.
I know.
And Lisa's off.
Lisa's off.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Don't ask me. Don't look at me.
I'm going to need a babysitter. No, I'm going to handle it. It'll be fine.
Are you going to your dad's house?
No. We're staying in a hotel. But my dad, they're meeting us down there.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Daddy can help out.
Yeah, or grandma. I wanted to ask you about Andy's comment on my show last week.
Yeah.
So obviously, I always say to Andy and everyone else on this radio that I think you should be brought back to OC Housewives.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So Andy says, how do you go on a Housewives show when you're doing a behind-the-scenes podcast about Housewives?
Right. And I have talked to Andy.
What is your response to that?
My response is that I feel like Andy was being fed a line of bullshit. The fact that my podcast was a behind the scenes. We're not a behind the scenes. We don't dig up dirt. We don't expose production. We don't do that. We just don't do that. And I feel like somebody's been in his ear telling him that that's what we do. And I asked him, I said, have you listened? And he said, no. And I said, well, you can't just read headlines and expect to believe that.
So he's hearing secondhand.
He's hearing secondhand.
Do you think it's maybe someone from production, like maybe one of the cast members feeding him this information?
Duh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have any, have you narrowed it down? There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of women on that cast.
Yeah.
Have you been able to narrow it down?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Consider the source.
Noella, Gina.
No.
Shannon.
No.
Who else is on there? Emily?
No.
Heather?
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
So you think, why would Heather not want you to come back to the show?
If you were Heather, would you want me to come back to the show?
There you go.
Well, Heather did really have a great season. No, she wasn't challenged too often. The only person that really challenged her was Noella.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, you know, as crazy as she is, I kind of was glad she was there.
I think a lot of people were.
Yeah.
You know, it's very confusing to me and also kind of heartbreaking because I always rallied for Heather to come back after she left. Like, I asked Andy, I would talk about it in press, and people would say to me, like, why do you support her so much? She does not support you. And I'm like, well, you know, I just thought she was a nice person. I thought she brought, like, wealth to the show, and I thought the show needed it. And then when she got on the show, people would say, like, what do you think about Tamara coming back to the show? She goes, she had a good run.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, ouch. And then she started saying, I think we should bring Alexis Bellino back.
Hmm.
And I'm like, wow.
Jesus jokes.
Yeah. So.
And you guys were friends.
Yeah. Friendly.
Interesting. Friendly.
Friendly. Yeah. I mean, we didn't really hang out. We'd talk once in a while. She would text. I would text.
Did she hang out with anyone from the cast, really?
Not that I know of.
Hmm.
Mm-mm. So I had a conversation with her. I was very confused on what was going on. And
you talked to Heather?
Yeah, I talked to Heather about it. And she,
recently?
Mm-hmm, a couple weeks ago.
Okay, and what did she say?
She did a podcast saying the same thing that Andy said.
Oh, so she's agreeing with Andy. Or the original thought came from her. Yeah, and then it went to, okay, got
it. So I was a bit confused, and I said, I don't understand why you're doing this. And she's like, oh, no, no. You know, it was my co-host that was on the show. He was bringing up this and that and saying that I was a blogger and that I have no space on the show, which I'm not a blogger. I have a podcast just like her. And even in her bio on her podcast, it says Recapping Housewives.
Right.
So why is that any different than what I do?
So she stayed quiet while this co-host was saying all these things
about
you?
The last 10 minutes were devoted to trashing me, saying I have no life, that all I do is sit around and watch Housewives shows, and how Heather, when she wasn't on the show, she didn't watch the show. And I'm like, well, way to support Bravo.
Mm. Well, I would think that, you know, regardless, you would want a successful season, right?
Yes.
So if I was on the show and they were bringing someone back who I knew who could potentially boost ratings mm-hmm. or make the show more interesting, you want to, I mean, isn't the goal just to keep the show on the air?
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
to make it successful?
Yeah.
But.
Well, what happened was the day of the reunion, we were sent a picture of the reunion and Teddy posted it and watermarked it with 2 T's in a pod. And Heather used that as, oh my God, Tamara's exposing, which I didn't have anything to do with it. And I felt like crap afterwards and it caused a big shit storm. And I'm like, fuck, Teddy, you shouldn't have done that. So she used that as, oh, Tamara's a blogger. She's doing behind the scenes. And I told her, I said, and she texted me. It's like, why would you post that at like 12:30 at, you know, in the morning? And I'm like, I didn't even respond to her. I'm like, I don't have to answer to you and I'm not going to answer to you.
Hmm.
So.
Do you think that, I mean, it really, this last season was kind of like the Heather Dubrow show. And
they promoted every business she has.
Yeah.
She was the first one to walk in and out every single door. Everything was, it was Heather Dubrow's world.
There were rumors that the night that Nicole Weiss,
mm-hmm.
when she had started, when she'd brought up the lawsuit, the alleged lawsuit against Terry,
mm-hmm.
there were rumors that they didn't react very well behind the scenes. And who told us that? But that Terry and Heather were very, very angry with the producer.
And aggressive.
Like, I even heard physically aggressive.
Well,
Did you hear the same rumors?
Well, there's a lot of rumors. You never know what to believe. I mean, Noella talked about it, and she was shut down pretty quickly.
Mm.
And so, I mean, I don't know. I think where there's smoke, there's fire.
Okay. So,
I've never personally known Heather to be physical. I've never seen that side of her. So, and then when Noella mentioned it and nobody else supported her, then it makes you wonder, did it really happen?
So Noella never, from what I understand watching the show, it sounds like someone from the crew witnessed it, told Noella, and then Noella, she repeated it. But the problem is that she wasn't honest in the beginning saying, I heard it from someone.
Right.
She said, I saw it.
Yeah.
So now no one believes her.
Crying wolf.
However, I think it is very possible that it did happen. A crew member told Noella she should have just been honest and said a crew member. But then how do you do that? Because then you're breaking the fourth wall,
yeah,
whatever. But
yeah. I think it's one of the
witness.
Definitely. They were upset. They were blindsided by it. I mean, I know Heather well enough that and Terry that they would be like, what the hell? I've been set up and try to get to the bottom of it. What happened after that? I guess
I have a question for
know.
You. Was anyone any producers or anything like that fired from that production either shortly after or after the season?
Well, I did hear that the executive producer is not coming back. And I don't know if Heather has anything to do with that.
Mm.
I don't know. But also on the Housewives, there's always different executive producers. Like every couple years,
yeah,
there's a new executive producer.
I feel like Heather has too much power. And I think it's a big mistake to not bring in people maybe as strong or as popular,
yeah,
because it's almost like they're too invested in this one housewife.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that they brought her back and they gave her this big ol'.
I'm glad she's back. Don't get me wrong.
Back, yeah. I don't know that any cast member has power. I would hate to think that anybody truly has that much power over Bravo. I mean, it's a big network. They're not. I don't know. I don't think so.
Hmm.
But so, I think she definitely voices her opinions more than the average person. Like when I was on the show, I never complained. I never called Bravo and complained. I never had a fit about anything. I just did my job. I knew what I signed up for, showed up, went home, collected my paycheck.
Yeah. Now what's going on? There's, I just find this getting, it's this little tiff between Dorinda and Vicky.
Oh my God. It's getting, I'm in the middle of that.
Well, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, I think it's been squashed now. I think originally what happened, and I was actually on the live, Vicky did a live with Bravo with some of the Dubai girls. And it was so funny because the Dubai girls were so glammed up. And then there's Vicky in her business suit and her hair all just sticking up. I'm like, oh, God, Vicky. And she had said something like this, that Dorinda's house was out in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
And who would live out there? And the house is old. And I'm like, oh, I knew when she said it, this is not going to go over well with Dorinda.
Right.
I mean, they're both very strong personalities.
It's also, she's very emotionally attached to that house for so many different reasons.
Yes, I know. And so I knew it was going to go over well. So after it happened, I'm like, oh shit, Dorinda's going to fire back. And she did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She fired back and she basically said, like, what exactly did she say? She said her house wasn't old, it was historic. Vicky had no taste and she dated guys that faked cancer.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So Dorinda knew where to get her, where it hurt. It was the whole cancer gate thing. And then Vicky came back and said something along the terms that I wasn't gifted anything, which this is something I totally disagree with. Dorinda was not gifted with that house. I mean, if she had it her way, she'd rather have her husband in the house. When her husband passed away, she got the house.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, they were married. Both their names were on the house. So it wasn't like, here's a gift, Jeff, I give you this house. It was her, you know, her house with
marital
her husband.
Marital home, yeah.
Marital home. So it wasn't like she was gifted the house.
Well, then I heard that Vicky called Kelly and ask Kelly to get involved, right? And then did Vicky call you and ask you to get involved with Dorinda as well?
Well, I talked to both of them. I talked to Dorinda and I talked to Vicky, and I told them both, listen, I'm not getting involved in this whatsoever. If I say one thing to Vicky, she's going to throw it in my face and tell Dorinda, well, Tamara said. So I'm like, I'm not getting involved in this. Like, I like you both. I do feel like Vicky probably, a lot of times she doesn't think before she speaks, and she doesn't, like, she does it very passive aggressive. Like, well, I said that, you know, if that's what she likes, I go, you said the house was old and out in the middle of nowhere, but if that's what you like, I go, you can't do that.
Right, right.
You can't do that.
I have Kelly Dodd on the line. Okay. Hi, Kelly.
Hey.
Are you involved in this tiff that's
happening? I am involved in this. And I know Tamara is so diplomatic. She is so but. You know, Thomas Kelly called all of us, the producer, and he said to every single one of us, to Shannon, me, I don't know what he said to you, Tamara, but I think he said the same thing, that Heather Dubrow did push him, that Terry did push him against the wall, that he said that she is diabolical, that Heather Dubrow was, and that everyone was scared of her. Thomas Kelly said that, and I know Thomas Kelly wants it out, and I think this is what Thomas Kelly said. Tamara told him, do not go and talk about this publicly because it will ruin your career.
I did.
You did, didn't
okay.
you?
That was wise. Okay.
Yeah. I just told him, you know, it's just best. He was very just heated. He got fired. He thinks that she's the reason why, and I just told him, I said, you know, it's best that you don't talk about it publicly because it's going to affect your career.
Right. I mean, at least with Bravo,
with
too.
Bravo.
Yes.
I mean, he did get a new job at Netflix, but I just said, you know what?
Good for
just
him.
People, if that truly
where
is
he's
what
not
happened,
being pushed against walls,
then
hopefully,
that
and
truly
threatened.
Is what happened, you're, you know,
allegedly.
Then people like that get what was coming to them.
Yes. Okay, so you absolutely believe him, Kelly.
I absolutely believe. Thomas isn't one to lie. Like, he wasn't one to lie, and we all collectively think that Evolution was the one that was protecting the Dubrows and didn't tell Bravo exactly what was happening. Because it's very odd to me that this all came out and I mean, because, you know, Evolution deals with you know, botched, and they do all those things, and they're very close to the Dubrows.
Vested interest.
But yeah. I do also think, Jeff, you might know more about this, but production's job also is, you know, they're the middleman between Bravo and the talent, and they try to keep as many problems resolved within the production office and not bring them to Bravo, because Bravo's like, probably, you know, like, oh, well, what's the solution? Like, don't come to me with a problem, come to me with a solution about it. So they probably take care internally all the issues, cast issues.
But what Kelly's saying is that you have to remember the season before was weak, right? So they bring in Heather and they're thinking, okay, we've got, you know, some new blood, new life to this show. It's going to bring interest. The last thing they want is Heather to get fired.
Heather's not getting fired.
Well, I mean, I wonder what they would do
if they knew
this was all true, which we don't know if it's true. We're just relying on one witness, which is Thomas, but according to Kelly, he doesn't lie. So I don't know. Interesting. It's very interesting, Kelly.
Yeah, it's just weird. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't there. I can't say for certain, but he did call us, every single one of us, and made sure we all knew.
Kelly's not lying about that.
And Kelly, let me ask you this. From what you've heard, since you talked to everyone, what does the new cast look like next season?
I'm pretty certain it's Tamara is going to be on there. I hope she is. I mean, I don't know.
Then who's
leaving?
Who's leaving, Kelly?
What was that?
Who's leaving? Who's being demoted to a friend? Who's getting fired? Do you know anything?
First of all, I hope to God, I'm praying that Gina does, because she's just worthless on there. I mean, no one wants to see that. Like, even Dorinda called me, and she goes, "What's up with that Emily and that Gina? I don't understand."
Oh boy.
And I'm like, I don't get it either. None of us get it. Tamara doesn't get it either. We don't understand.
You're just speaking for everyone. I like Emily. I hate to lose them both, but I probably wouldn't miss Gina. Especially if somebody new's coming in like Tamara, I wouldn't really miss Gina.
No, Gina didn't bring anything to the last 4 years. It's shocking.
Do you have that? Do you have that soundbite? We have a really funny soundbite that we've been laughing about for 3 days. Kelly, listen to this.
Okay.
Hold on. Do you have it?
Coming up.
Which she's like, coming up on Real Housewives. Can we do it one more time?
Oh, wait, was that Gina?
Yeah, okay, do it one more time.
Coming up.
I mean that voice. That voice.
Coming up. I need that coffee talk right now. I need that coffee.
Wait, was that Kelly that just said that? Yeah. Oh, my God. She was dead on.
Uncanny.
Oh, all right. Thanks for calling. Thanks for checking in. Love you.
Love you. All right. Bye.
All right. We're presently taking calls. Also, don't forget to check out VenusCBD.com. Use code Jeff for 30% off. There's Lights Out. There's Restful Night Bites. There's Cloud 9. There's the CBD Bath Salts, Manuka Honey, and many, many, many more products.
Yes.
So make sure to check that out. Sabrina in Alabama. Hi, Sabrina.
Hey, Jeff. Shout out Shane from Alabama. Aww.
Shout out Alabama. Hey, Sabrina.
Jeff, please come to the South. We are dying to see your show and get VIP passes.
I'm just about to start booking a few more live shows. So I don't
anywhere
know if Alabama's on the tour, but
why not?
Yeah, maybe
I'll
we should look into that.
Near.
You should.
Maybe
Thank
we will
you.
Look into that.
I want to go to Alabama.
Yeah, I've never been.
Neither.
Do you have a question, Sabrina?
I do. So why is it that they can't talk about the Dubrows and the Shove with production and Evolution, but on Potomac, when Ashley's husband allegedly got handsy with somebody on production, that was all over everywhere.
That's true.
Okay, so Tamara brought up a very good point, which I didn't put two and two together. The production company that produces The Real Housewives of Orange County also produces Botched. So the last thing they want to do is piss
Kelly
off.
Kelly brought that up.
Oh, Kelly brought up. Yeah. Sorry.
Tamara did not bring that up.
So they clearly have a vested interest in protecting the Dubrows.
Of course.
So if something did go down behind the scenes, it seems to me like they would want to squash that.
Yeah. And by the way, Andy, if you're listening, I had nothing to do with
this. No, we all know you had nothing to do with this. It is all Jeff and Kelly.
Tamara's an angel. She's an icon.
Dawn and also Alabama.
We do need to go to Alabama.
We have another.
We got to go to Alabama.
Wow, who knew? Dawn in Alabama. Hi.
Hey, you guys are really popular in Alabama today.
Yes.
Shout out, Shane.
Shout out, Dawn.
Tamara.
Yeah.
why don't you think that Heather isn't part of Beverly Hills as opposed to Orange County? I would think in Beverly Hills, they would give her more run for her money.
Oh, I 100% agree with that. But the problem is she doesn't live in Beverly Hills. She lives in Orange County. So I always thought that she was better suited for Beverly Hills.
Right, right. Yeah, those girls would not be afraid of her at all.
No, they wouldn't.
Oh, I love that.
And they have as much money as she does. Thank you so much, Dawn. Thanks, Alabama.
Shout out.
Just love all the interest from Alabama today. Tamara Judge, thank you so much for being here. Have a great day, everybody.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.